Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The BBC has learned that the sportswear manufacturer Adidas plans to end its multi-million dollar sponsorship deal with Athletics World Governing Body in the wake of a doping scandal. Neither Adidas nor the IAAF have commented. Mark Daly has this report.
The BBC understands Adidas informed the IAAF in November that it was considering ending their relationship early as a result of a World Anti-Doping Agency report into state-sponsored doping in Russian athletics. When a second report was published earlier this month alleging the IAAF had covered up doping, a decision was taken by Adidas to terminate the relationship as it believed the IAAF was in breach of its agreements. The 11-year sponsorship deal was due to run until 2019 and was reportedly worth around $33 million.
The president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, has warned that if peace talks with the Taliban don't start by April, the conflict will intensify. He said such an eventuality would have consequences across the region. Speaking to the BBC, President Ghani urged Pakistan to engage with his government in fighting terror.
The war in Afghanistan is just one component of a war. Pakistan is at war, and you need to cover this. Daily, the Pakistani army is using force. But force, the problems, because the problems are interrelated, it cannot be solved by use of force in one country.
Amnesty International says Egypt is suffering from a human rights crisis of huge proportions, 5 years after mass protests toppled President Hosni Mubarak. The campaign group says that in recent days, security services have raided about 5,000 homes in Cairo, looking for people who may be planning to take to the streets on Monday to mark the overthrow of Mubarak. Amnesty says Egypt has reverted to a police state. Millions of people across the eastern United States are clearing up after one of the biggest winter storms in recent decades. They have been digging out their cars and clearing pathways of snow, which reached a depth of a metre in some areas. Drivers have been urged to stay off the roads while they are cleared by snowploughs. As the clean-up continues, children and adults alike have been enjoying snowball fights and sledging. The former Prime Minister and President of Israel, Shimon Peres, has been taken to hospital a week after he was treated for a mild heart attack. Mr. Peres's physician is Rafi Walden.
He was resting at home and he felt some vague discomfort, and to be on the safe side we took him to the hospital where we diagnosed a slight disturbance in the rhythm of the heart, and he passed without even need for treatment. So he's feeling perfectly well now, and he'll be under observation until tomorrow morning, and then we'll make an assessment and decide when to discharge him home.
This is the World News from the BBC. The Islamic State militant group has released a video purporting to show nine of the gunmen who attacked Paris last November. The footage appears to show some of the men beheading prisoners and conducting military training in the Middle East before the atrocities in Paris. Nine of those who took part in the Paris attacks died that night or in the immediate aftermath. Two other suspects are still at large. The centre-right politician and TV pundit Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa is close to securing victory in Portugal's presidential election. With nearly all the votes counted, he looks set to win more than the 50% needed. Here's Alison Roberts.
Mr. Rebelo de Sousa is to take office in March at a time when a minority socialist government is implementing legislation to reverse 4 years of austerity by the previous right-of-centre government, which included the Social Democratic Party that he once led. Many observers suspect that the deals in Parliament the socialists cut with the radical left and communists to ensure the new government's survival will come apart within a year or so. So the normally ceremonial figure of president, who has the power to dissolve Parliament at will, could soon end up playing a more active role.
Iraq's foreign ministry has summoned the new Saudi ambassador to Baghdad to protest over what it considers as his interference in the country's internal affairs. The ambassador, Tamer al-Sabhan, provoked anger among Iraq's Shia politicians by saying a coalition of Shia paramilitary groups backed by Iran should leave the battle against Islamic State militants to the army. Rivalry between the Saudis and Iran has intensified in recent months. The president of Costa Rica, Luis Guillermo Solis, has announced a day of mourning on Monday for 13 Costa Rican tourists who died when a passenger boat capsized in bad weather off the coast of Nicaragua. The Nicaraguan Navy said it was ferrying 32 people between the Corn Islands on Saturday when it went down. BBC News.